Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Steve Baker. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Rick Sofield. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur takes first base on ball four. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. LaFleur scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cubbage for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norwood moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norwood scores. Sofield moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Twins, 1. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson fields it and throws to home to get Sofield. Weiniger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Smalley moves to second. It's 2-1, Twins. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Koosman covering, for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a line drive towards right. Sofield catches it and throws to home to double up Staub. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage scores. Jackson moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Norwood reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Wilfong goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Twins. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norwood. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Adams moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wilfong. Thompson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sofield. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Thompson scores. Parrish scores. It's 6-3, Twins. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodriguez scores. It's 6-4, Twins. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 6, Twins, 6. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. John Castano pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. John Castano now playing third base. Bob Randall now playing second base. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thompson bunts towards the mound. Koosman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kemp moves to second. One out. Mike Marshall now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Phil Mankowski now playing third base. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Norwood moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-4 in the game. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Landreau hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a line drive towards first. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.